Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in today. We continued in our series this past week called Built to Last, where we're looking at the foundation of our faith as we find them in LifePoint's core values. We use the acronym GRASP. That's G for gospel identity, R for reaching priority, A is authentic community, and the S is spiritual intimacy. And the last one we looked at is P for personal ministry. And we looked at the character of Moses. You know, here's a guy that became a servant of the Lord, and God did incredible things through his life. He lived out the whole value of what it means to have personal ministry, where we say at LifePoint that we're his servants. And we looked at the story of how he really became introduced to God. He had known of the God of his fathers, I'm sure, that he was raised in Egypt. He was raised in the house of Pharaoh through some incredible circumstances. He probably always knew he was a Hebrew. He lived till he was 40 years old there, raised with all the prestige that someone who's raised in the house of Pharaoh would have. Saw a Hebrew being mistreated, got into a fight with the guy who was hurting him and eventually killed the guy, then went on the run. So now he's on the run, he's a fugitive, and he spends 40 years as a shepherd, raising a family, probably thinking this is the way life is going to end. I'm down to the last chapters. And then God shows up with a burning bush and tells him, you know, to come and remove his sandals because he's standing on holy ground. And he tells him, look, I've heard the cry of the people down in Egypt, my people, and I'm going to send you, Moses, to go down there, and we're going to get these people out. Here's what Moses says in Exodus chapter 3. He said, well, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? I mean, it's really funny when you think about it. God is showing up to him supernaturally through a burning bush that won't burn up. He's talking to him. So there's a voice speaking to him. He knows it's God. He's afraid to look. And God says, I have a plan for your life. And the first thing Moses says is, well, who am I? Isn't that interesting? That his first reaction is to say, no, I have a million reasons not to go. And if you read chapter 4 of Exodus, he starts to tell God all the reasons. You know, I'm not a good speaker, or I'm this, you know, this, that, and the other. And, you know, he's probably thinking, look, I'm at the end of my rope. You know, I'm towards the end of my life. And I was a young man. I was 40 years old, and I was ready to take up the cause of the Hebrews. And it didn't work out. I can't go back there. I'm a fugitive. Moses had his entire view centered on what his capabilities were and not on God. And typically, that's the first reason why we don't embrace our role as a servant of God, is because we see things through our lens and through our capabilities, and generally speaking, through our desires. And maybe Moses was, you know, he's got a family now. You know, he's raising kids. He's part of a family. He's towards the end of his life, and he's thinking, this is how I'm going to wind down. I'm not going to go down there and fight this cause. Maybe he was thinking, if I go back, they'll kill me. I'm a fugitive. Maybe he was thinking, you know, they're going to think I'm crazy. Whatever he was thinking, it was all caught up in, really centered in what was happening in Moses' world, Moses' capabilities. Interestingly enough, God says to him, Moses, I'll be with you. You know, God was saying to Moses, I want your view to be on me, not you. In fact, it doesn't even seem like God's concerned with Moses' capabilities, his inadequacies. It's more about, are you going to trust me and are you going to serve? I bring that up because Moses obviously eventually does embrace the role and he becomes a servant, and God does incredible things through his life. But there was a decision that had to be made. Moses had to decide, am I going to be a servant of the Lord? I believe that the core value, personal ministry, is there because it's when we embrace the role of servants that God meets us in our obedience. When we start saying yes to God, God starts to work in our heart and he starts to change us. Now, a lot of us think, well, I'm going to serve if it's in my gifting. But that's not really what God's asking. And sometimes he wants you serving outside of your gifting because he's just trying to train you to be a servant. And what I found is God has a way of drifting people into the areas that they're gifted in, that their acts of service tend to mimic where it is that God has personally gifted them. But it all starts with embracing the role as being a servant. It's just not easy to do. And I can totally understand Moses having a million excuses. God, I pray that we wouldn't have excuses before you, that we would simply embrace the role of being your servants, that when you say you have something for us to do, we would simply respond by saying yes. God, we pray that you would use our life for a greater cause, use our lives in such a way that people would be drawn to your glory and your majesty. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, before you go on to your next thing, think about that and what God might be wanting in your life. Talk to him about that. Till next time, God bless.